Joining me is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, a pleasure to speak with you.
Good morning, Fraser.
So we're talking with you to find out what is going on in the Balranald Shire, and we're going to touch upon something we did speak about last week, which is school graduations.
Yeah, so I've actually had the pleasure last night. I attended the Balranald Central School presentation night and went along there to the evening, and I must say, absolutely amazing. The school, as part of a presentation night, had some of the students giving performances, and the talent of our young people coming through is just outstanding. So I'd just like to say to those who went through the process of graduating from Year 12 and the performances that were delivered, outstanding, and congratulations to all those students who won awards last night. 10 out of 10, keep going. That's why students from our community are going forward and achieving big things in their life. And I'll just mention one of our students in particular. One of the students has not only been elected as a member of the Balranald Youth Council, but he's also gone on to be selected out of hundreds and hundreds of children across Australia to be on the Prime Minister's Youth Drought Advisory Committee. So he's one of only 30-odd children on the Prime Minister's Youth Drought Advisory Committee. Now, that's a big achievement for a small community like Balranald. So tonight I have some other events to go to. Tomorrow night is the St. Joseph's Catholic School here in Balranald, their presentation night. And then on Friday night we have the Euston School presentation night. So really big week this week on my calendar, and there's nothing better than seeing the pride in our youth and our young people as they go through and graduate from each level of school and their awards.
And another thing for council as well, of course, Christmas not too far off, and you've got the Christmas light competition.
Yeah, so council runs a Christmas light competition every year, and that's running again this year. I've been driving around town a little bit of a night time just to have a look at what's being set up, and we've got a good show starting already. So as we get closer, more lights will be put up. But I tell you, some people, they put a lot of effort and a lot of energy in, and they really bring the Christmas cheer. So out there, if you're putting those Christmas lights on, make sure you put your name in the draw for the Christmas light competition, because part of that is we're letting people know where the lights are so that people aren't driving around in circles trying to find them. They know exactly where to go. And it's bringing that Christmas cheer at this time of year. And the kids, they just love seeing the lights. Well, when I say the kids, I'm a big kid. I love seeing them as well.
Fantastic, Michael. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you, and we'll speak to you next week.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Fraser, and look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great day.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there, Michael Kitzelman.